Welcome to Alison Jackson's Celebrity News, and today I'm delighted to be talking to the Duchess of Sussex. What a privilege. May I call you Meghan Markle?
You may.
There's a story in the press, in the papers, about you wearing some earrings worth £500,000.
I wore them on mine and Harry's trip to Fiji back in October, but the story only just came out for some reason. I mean, honestly, I have absolutely no idea how it got out. I'm furious, honestly. I'm sure there are some people who think that I let the story out myself, but that's probably just because they're jealous.
Well, by some people, you mean who? Kate?
Well, I think it's really quite telling that I said this person must be jealous, and you knew I meant Kate. Yeah, I do think Kate is jealous of me. Jealous that I'm the new favorite royal, and most of all, jealous that I'm pregnant, because she thinks that's her thing. You know, the truth is, I think a lot of people, and in fact, all women, are jealous of me because I make pregnancy look easy and glamorous, and, I mean, dare I say, sexy, even.
Well, it must be a welcome distraction from the hard time you've been getting on Twitter, though.
Oh, please. That is probably just one person setting up multiple accounts. Who knows? Maybe that's Kate as well. But I don't let it bother me, because I know that everyone else loves me. Everyone loves Meghan.
Well, everyone loves Meghan. Sounds like a sitcom, doesn't it?
It does, doesn't it? Maybe that can be my acting comeback when the kid is eventually shipped off to boarding school.
Well, so glad. So you'll go back to acting, will you?
Honey, I never stopped acting. Being the Duchess of Sussex is the role of a lifetime. I'm always on for the cameras. I have to do improv as well, because strangers will just come up to me and touch me and touch my bump, and I have to engage in conversation and make it look like I care about what they're saying to me. And speaking of the bump, has any actress ever been more committed to a part?
Yeah, wow. And are you planning on having more?
Well, I think you're supposed to have at least two or three if you're a royal, an heir and a spare. Harry, of course, is the spare, but then maybe that will change. There's all this talk that Charles should stand aside for William because he's more popular, but are you telling me that William is more popular than Harry? So we definitely need some spares of our own.
So you'd have a couple more kids and then get back to Hollywood, do you think?
Well, we'd probably have to wait until the Queen passes first. And if they do stick with the normal line of succession, then we could head stateside for a few years. Maybe I could get Harry a role in some films. He's not a bad actor, actually. Not a patch on me, but he's not bad.
And so what does Harry think of this plan?
Well, I haven't really told Harry yet, but he'll do what I say. I've got him wrapped around my little finger.
I suppose you were the one who tamed Prince Harry.
Absolutely. Before I came along, he was a dog. Sure, he had the odd girlfriend here and there, but I bet he cheated on them. That's their fault, though. The problem is they just didn't keep him on a tight enough leash. He knows if he cheated on me, I'd chop it off and display it on my mantelpiece. No more orgies in Vegas for Harry. Sorry, darling.
Amazing, isn't it? So what a different man. So you wear the trousers in the family?
No, I wouldn't say I wore the trousers, but I just remind him periodically of his responsibilities, especially as he's going to be a father to a child who might one day be king or queen, fingers crossed.
You really seem to be set on the idea that your children will rule one day.
I'm a big believer in the law of attraction. I believe that if I visualize something enough, I can have it. I visualized being an actress, and I visualized marrying into the royal family. And how did those things turn out? So I visualize my baby sitting on the throne. We'll just wait and see.
I heard your children wouldn't even be referred to as his or her royal highness. How do you feel about that?
Well, it makes me feel kind of sad, but I know that the Queen will take one look at this beautiful baby, this special baby of mine and Harry's, and she'll change her mind. I mean, our baby is going to be the favorite great-grandson, the favorite royal after me, of course.
So do you think people feel the same?
Absolutely. The public are going to adore mine and Harry's baby. I mean, they thought Kate and William's children were cute, and Yeah, sure, they are kind of cute, all things considered, but the way people talk about my baby and the way they touch my bump, it's almost like they know that I've been blessed with so much, and it's like they want that to be passed on to them. It's interesting, though, no one wanted to touch Kate's bump, did they?
Yes, well, I think Kate and William are a little bit more hands-off, aren't they, removed, but wouldn't it be easier for you and Kate to be friends?
I mean, that's totally down to her. From day one, she was acting as if she was going to be some mentor figure to me and show me the ropes. I mean, she forgets I've already been married. I know what I'm doing.
Maybe it's more to do with how to be a royal wife.
I don't think being a royal wife is at all different from being an A-list actress like I was. Sorry, like I am. Because, I mean, it's all about staying in shape, about having perfect skin, knowing what to say in interviews and knowing what not to say. I mean, being able to walk and wave at the same time on the red carpet, always being ready for paparazzi, knowing how to treat your fans. It's the same to me.
You wear such glamorous clothes.
Yeah, and actually that's something I wish I could help Kate out with. She dresses like a woman twice her age. More even. Sometimes it looks like she's raiding the Queen's wardrobe. If she warmed to me even a little bit and came to love me like everyone else does, then I could help her out with her wardrobe. I'd put her in touch with Victoria Beckham in a heartbeat.
So fashion could be the thing to bring you together.
It would be like a charity outreach program.
It's a shame there isn't anything else that could unite you.
Families fight, and it is a sad truth, but I'm used to it because of my family. And to be honest, how many of the royals have problems with each other? Hardly anyone speaks to Fergie anymore, and there are lots of cousins that only get trotted out for really big occasions, but the rest of the time, they're just kept out of sight. Charles actually sat us down recently.
For a peace deal, didn't he?
Yeah, and it was really awkward. He kept talking around the issue and not being direct. I mean, the only time he's ever passionate is when he's talking about flowers and vegetables, but, you know, we got the gist of it.
What did he say?
I can't really remember the specifics. It's actually quite hard to understand him sometimes. And that isn't just of me being American, but he has a strange way of talking where he mumbles and over-enunciates at the same time. I should set him up with one of my old vocal coaches to help him out.
So you'd set up Kate with Victoria Beckham and Charles up with a vocal coach. Ah, seems like you're going to set change for the royal family.
That's the plan. And think how much I've changed already. An American divorcee. Last time that happened, it was an abdication. And I'm biracial. I have actually worked for a living.
And you've been keeping very busy. There are pictures of you visiting the National Theatre. Were you tempted to tread the boards again?
I was a little, but they were all young performers, and I didn't want to upstage them. It was a nice opportunity for them, though, to be pictured with me and the baby bump. It will be a wonderful thing for their scrapbook, and for many of them, it might be the only bit of press they get.
Yes, well, we saw you cradling your bump, so tell me about that.
Well, like I always say, I have to be on for baby watch. I learned from my time in show business, give the people what they want.
And then again at the University of London.
It's been wonderful being the patron of all these different institutions. And of course, I need to get the visits out of the way before the baby comes. Of course, we'll have a nanny for the child, but the first few weeks I'll need to be seen to be doing the parenting.
And Kate and William were visiting Dundee, weren't they, around about the same time?
Were they? I must have missed that in the news. All the stories seem to be about me and Harry, but... But then what do you expect?
Well, you two are the favourites.
Yes, we are.
And how is your husband, Prince Harry, coping with the prospect of a new baby?
Oh, he can't wait. He cannot wait to be dad. He's so excited.
And have you encouraged him to change anything, say lifestyle changes?
No. No. What's not to like? Why change it?
So is it true that he's quit smoking?
Yes, but he'd been trying for years.
And drinking?
Yeah.
Anything else?
I would say wheat. Oh, yeah, and dairy. He's a vegan, but not, really, he's just the same. He's a sort of guy's guy that I met him, you know, good old Harry. That's my Cockney accent. It's not very good.
So tell me, we're in January now. What was it like to spend Christmas with the royal family?
Oh, it was amazing. They're all such great people, so warm and welcoming. Prince Philip, he is hysterical, and Charles and Camilla, great fun. They couldn't have made me feel more welcome.
William and Kate?
Who, sorry?
William and Kate? I'm very privileged tonight to be talking to Kate, the Duchess of Cambridge. Now, there's been a lot of news in the press at the moment about Meghan constantly touching her baby bump.
Oh,
how
God,
do you
yes.
feel about that? What do you think's going on?
I feel like it's rather showy. It's rather, a bit gauche and a bit, hello everyone, look at my baby bump. I mean, we've all been pregnant. It's not something new. It's a very natural part of life. And to be pointing such arrows at it all the time, I just think it's very uncouth and it's not quite royal of her to have
done
this.
Is she pointing arrows at the baby?
I feel like she is. I feel like you didn't see me once hold it like that. I think I rested my hand once. I would rest on Charlotte and I would rest on George. Not so much Louis, he was very uncomfortable. But I feel like she is just constantly, it's not comfortable, holding that position. So she's doing it on purpose.
Do you think she's doing it because she's camera ready for the photos to go down in history books at all times?
I feel that the reason why she's holding her bump is to be constantly camera ready so that these photos just go down in the history books. These photographs will never be missed, and that's what she wants. She wants the baby bump photos to go down in history.
And do you think, she looks very pleased with herself, as she should be. She's a pregnant woman, it's a fantastic thing. Do you think she's a little superior?
I feel like she's very smug. I mean, she's had a right breeze of it. She's had an absolute breeze of a pregnancy. Unlike me, unfortunately, but did I shout about it? Nope, I did not, so.
Poor.
I know, poor Kate, poor me.
But Meghan is holding a bump in a very particular way, a bit like the Virgin Mary held her
quite
bump.
I feel like the way Meghan is holding her bump is very similar to the way the Virgin Mary is portrayed in many pictures.
Of course, because you studied history of art.
I did. I studied art history at St Andrews, and that's where I famously met William. And it's very similar, and that means that she feels regal in a sense that is higher than sort of the earthly regality that we know. And I feel like she feels like she's carrying something super, super special, almost Christ-like, which is a bit much if you ask me.
Well, she's got that look on her face.
She's glowing.
Superior.
She absolutely feels superior. I can totally see it in her eyes. She feels amazing. Good for her. I mean, at least she's not spewing her guts up like me.
And what about all those tweets?
Well, I don't actually follow social media trends, unfortunately. I think I'm rather old, but I know that she concerns herself a lot with how the public view her, which in my opinion is rather strange, but she can do what she wants. I've heard that they're quite cutting what they're saying about her. They're saying it's too much, they're saying it's ridiculous, they're saying, yes, Meghan, we know you're pregnant. So it must be very difficult for her, and I'll try and be a shoulder she can cry on if she needs to.
And do you think they're right?
I wouldn't disagree with a lot of them, is all I'm going to say.
Thank you for listening to Alison Jackson's podcast. Please tune in next week to hear more from the Duchess of Cambridge on alisonjackson.com. Goodbye.